Martial arts robots dazzle at 2026 Spring Festival Gala. Hashtag cool China. Is this scary? Isn't this just kind of neat? I don't know, it just seems kind of cool to me. I promise you guys that the repressive heel of the authoritarian government is not going to come in the form of humanoid robots. We have already developed drones that can do pinpoint precision missile strikes from thousands of miles away and hit your bedroom. You know, this is not how any of that shit's going to go down. Ooh, a flip. Woo! Hey, you see that auto adjustment on the ones that didn't quite make it? Still concerning IMO, drones can't do everything. I mean, they can do the important thing. They can kill people. I'm not really worried about this kind of tech, to be honest. Honestly, it seems like, okay, this is like a little apropos of nothing, but I was talking about this with my partner the other day. It kind of seems like a lot of the authoritarian technology that we fear is going to end up being like AI in corporate environments, in the sense that the hype is, oh, it's going to replace everyone. And then the reality is there's a big boom of hype. Yeah. But then it's like, oh shit, it actually doesn't work that well. And it's better to just teach people how to do the work to begin with, because then they can be promoted from within, that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, oh my God, did you know Palantir can surveil everyone? Okay, but like, who cares if they can surveil everyone? The CIA has been able to track people's ingoing and outgoing messages for decades. What have they done with it? Like, occasionally they do something, but they were able to do those things before. The CIA didn't need Prism or the Patriot Act or whatever to murder, you know, Fred Hampton. Well, that was FBI, not CIA. It seems like the ICE has unlimited power and unlimited money, and they can do whatever they want. However, they're stopped in Minneapolis by a bunch of protesters. You know what I mean? It kind of seems like we're living in, like, the real threat isn't authoritarianism, it's apathy, because real authoritarianism needs people. Like, Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, North Korea, whatever the fuck, right? Real totalitarian governance can't rely only on a surveillance state. It needs people. You need lots of people, because you need the social will. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, if all you have is a surveillance apparatus, but the population is just kind of apathetic, you're not going to get the fervent zeal that people need sustained in order to justify the actions a totalitarian government needs to engage in to suppress civil dissent. So, you know, I don't know. It kind of seems like nobody, like, they're pitching us authoritarian tech, but how effective is it really going to be absent that zeal? And people are getting less zealous with time, not more zealous, you know? I don't know. Maybe there's no way to use tech to replace that social zeal. Maybe in the absence of that zeal, you're always just going to have like a gray sludge population. You can't really get the kind of authoritarianism they're looking for. Just because this is a solution being pitched by tech billionaires doesn't mean it's going to be an effective one, right? Like, we shouldn't assume the people running Palantir are competent. We know that they're not. Like, you know, we know for a fact that they're not. We should probably assume incompetence to a large extent. They're pitching solutions, you know, how do you control your unruly population? But like, they profit from pitching these things as solutions, so of course they're pitching them as solutions, you know? Haven't you said tech can't solve social problems? Wouldn't the opposite be true as well? The tech can't create social problems? It definitely can, but maybe not as much as we think. Like, maybe tech can exacerbate underlying social trends, but it's not very good at, like, people are kind of like amorphous social blobs that just integrate and sort of adjust to the existence of any technological developments. Like, it's been thousands and thousands of years of human technological progress, but we still basically engage with each other the same way we always have. I don't know. It's the whole guns don't kill people, people kill people argument, but for tech in general. That's kind of a good way of putting it, you know? It's kind of a good way of putting it, yeah. Like, guns kill people on an individual level, but on a systematic level, people kill people. Whether or not they have guns. I don't know, it's very weird. I was talking with my partner about this, and we were saying, like, maybe it's been a bit of a misnomer or, like, inaccurate to say that we've experienced a rise in global fascism over the past decade. Because, like, look around. Where is the fascist government? Where is the fascism institutionally? oh, there are plenty of fascist people, and then what happens when they get in charge? Neoliberalism. Like, sure, not in a rules-based sense, not in a bureaucratic sense, but like, what fascist person or fascist leader is engaging in this, like, you know, we will ruthlessly implement the industrial mechanisms of state and fold the population in line to bring about, like, the people are but the beating heart and the blood and the body of the fascism, the state, you know, like, where is this happening? Nowhere. You know, you get fascists in charge in France, Italy, Hungary, Britain, America. What happens in every one of these countries? Oh, it's just more Reaganism. It's the same thing. Literally, it's just more Reagan. It's just, well, like, a real fascist would never let an unaccountable cabal of multi-billionaire oligarchs with no national ties do whatever they want, right? Like, a real fascist would ruthlessly lock them into the national interest, but they're not. So it seems like, I don't know, it seems like the fascism was just an aesthetic that they needed to justify doing more neoliberalism. Maybe 1900s fascism was lightning in a bottle like the civil rights movement? That might be true. In fact, that's probably true. Why do you never use the term neo-fascist? I don't know, because I don't know what that means. I mean, do you understand what I mean, right? Fascism is like a rhetorical aesthetic that has been used to legitimize the means of power acquisition that were normalized through neoliberalism. Like, all the people who are in charge right now are just the guys Reagan would have put in charge. You know, a fascist would never allow the state to become as weak as it is right now. You know, the whole point of fascism is that everyone lives and dies for the state, the nation state. What the fuck? America is like, nationally, we've never been this weak. The government is giving up regulatory power. You know, I know the fascists enjoyed privatization back in Germany, but they did so to the national interest. They were in favor of privatization as long as it was done at the behest of the state. Do you think that a big, like, automotive company like Volkswagen back in, like, 1941 could have been like, we think we will make more money working with the British, so goodbye? Do you think Hitler would have allowed that? Probably not. But American corporations work with other countries all the time. Like, there's no national push. They do work in, like, Trump gestures at punishing them, but nothing happens. They're allowed to. Anyway, I'm circling back. All of this, I'm coming back around how the great enemy is neoliberalism, not fascism, because there is no fascism, because no one can do fascism. Doing fascism now is like doing socialism now. There was a brief window of time where it might have been possible to get everyone together into something, you know, something different, but we're so locked in on this course. The ship will keep sinking. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's the best case scenario? Dengism? Well, Dengism also ended up being neoliberalism, unfortunately, so no. China's going down the same road. Are fascists even mad at liberalism? It just seems like they hate people who self-describe as libs. Well, they hate social liberalism, but fascists love economic liberalism. Privatization, power of corporations. That's the whole genie in the bottle thing that socialists keep pointing out. Like, economic liberalism has created an enormous amount of evil, right? Like, the idea of folding the commodity farm and the bourgeois and so on, like, everywhere, even a lot of ostensibly socialist countries, which are of course not socialist, but the fundamental mechanism of power over the, you know, the proletariat in these countries, the exercise of that power has been through what is effectively like a capitalistic line of control. You know, Soviet Union very shortly after its creation, Vietnam, China. The fundamental relationship here is the issue. The idea that this is the way to run a country. Economically, I mean. Not really. A lot of internet Nazis hate capitalism because they call it Jewish. They have no idea what they're talking about. They're just repeating shit they've seen online. They have no beliefs. They're just saying stuff. There's no meaningful ideological push from the right against capitalism. Absolutely none. Nowhere. It's not happening anywhere. Nowhere in the world. The entire Western fascist uprising has been, I mean, as we've seen, Epstein-led, Corpo-led. It's just a very, very small cabal of very wealthy people who needed some kind of rhetorical justification for the even more rapid accumulation of wealth in their hands. And it worked. In the past 10 years, trillions of dollars have flown upwards into the bank accounts of the oligarchs who have, for the most part, both benefited from and pushed a lot of the sentiments that allow for the, lack of corporate oversight that directs money into their hands. The more people disbelieve in the future of their own countries, the more money gets pulled out of the treasury. People are they're not willing to buy any more, treasury bonds or whatever. They invest it in the stock market. Treasury yields go up. It's this great cycle, You're it's a the final form of neoliberalism, it seems, is when you give up complete. Like it's like neoliberalism was meant to be, at least in some sense, aspirationally egalitarian, and neoliberalism was like, that's gay as fuck, dog. We should have literally all the money. Cut tax rates down to the bottom, austerity, bare bones regulations. We're building the Tower of Babel. We're going all the way up to the top. And then it seems like sometime in the past 15 years, the people in charge, the powers that be, were like, we can't get any higher without tearing up the beams that we use to build this tower. And that's what they're doing now. It's the final stage of liberalism, And it has nothing to do with imperialism. I mean, all the stages have been imperialistic. It's more like if we tear down all of the regulatory systems and the government power that allowed these, that allowed this wealth inequality, we can get even more for a short period of time before everything blows up. We are playing Jenga. We are playing Jenga. It's true. It's true. Yeah. What's the difference between neoliberalism and neoconservatism? Basically, nothing. There's no. It was never. It. We're talking about an ideological distinction between somebody like Reagan and Clinton. The answer is like meaningfully very little. Foreign policy. How much you hate gay people. In the long arc of history, the 1980s and 1990s are not going to be sharply distinguished. So are we at the start or the middle of a reactionary push? I don't know if you've been listening. This isn't about a reactionary push. It's about using a fascist mantle as a way of riling people up and allowing for the dismantling of the regulatory mechanisms that have prevented the wealthy from becoming even more wealthy than they were before, It's always been about liberalism. No one's doing fascism anymore. The Italian fascists got in charge, and what did they do? Liberalism. Orban got in charge in Hungary. What did he do? Liberalism. So we're in the pre-revolutionary times. All times are pre-revolutionary times. I disagree. Imperialism is necessary for neoliberalism. I didn't say otherwise. I said imperialism isn't a feature of every stage of liberalism. You have to listen to what I Lamal Vosh is a Trotskyite? No? Do you know what that means? It's probably a bit. It's probably a bit. Yeah, I'm a Maoist, you fucking idiot. You dumbass. Piece of shit.